This week's Shiurim have been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Shaya Brev, David Chaim Goldberg, Zecher Tzadik Berachos. Yud Aleph Shabbat, Tuesday the 22nd of January, Rav Moshe Bunim Kraus, may one learn by an adjustable light on Shabbos.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. I've chosen the topic as Yedidi has just given the Hakdama, whether you can learn at the light of an adjustable lamp on Shabbos. Well, what could the problem be? Adjustable lamp. So let's start from the source. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says as follows. A whole list of things which Chazal forbade us to do, Midrabbonon, as a harchoka to ensure we don't infringe on the Issa Min HaTorah. So amongst the list is the din v'lo yikra l'oir haneh. One may not learn, may not read at the light of a neh, of a lamp on Shabbos. Why may one not read at the light of a lamp on Shabbos? Mishnah doesn't explain why. Rashi tells us why. Because the old day oil lamps, the way they were made was, they had like a wick coming out of the side of the lamp, and in case the oil burns down, which always happens, obviously, as the flame burns on and on and on for hours and hours, so the oil goes down, the level, and then the intensity of the light tends to go dimmer. And the way to increase it is by tilting the lamp, the container, tilting it, and the oil comes nearer to the top of the pasila, top of the wick, and that makes it burn better. There's a gzeira, he may interfere and alter the light, which would be an issa min haTorah. Not allowed to cause a fire on Shabbos. That's Havara, burning. So Chazal said, Gezeira, therefore, do not do any Inyan, something which involves Iyun, something which you need to concentrate on. Just to walk around the room is okay. If no Gezeira, you're going to start interfering with the fire. You don't need such a bright light. But for reading, you need a good light. For Bodhik Yetzitzis, these types of things which need more of a brighter light. So there's a gezeira. You may not do these activities la'oyer haneh on Shabbos. That is the din which is mentioned in the Mishnah. The Braisa says, very interesting Braisa. The Braisa isn't Dafyud Beis on the base. Braisa brings la'yikra la'oyer haneh shemayata. The Braisa already tells the reason. You may not read at the light of a neh in case you may tilt shemayata. Says the Gemara, Omer Bishol Moshom Ben Elisha. Says Bishol Ben Elisha, the greater Rabbi Shmuel. You know, I'm such a Yirei Shamayim. He wasn't trying to brag and boast, but he was just saying, I don't have to worry that I'm going to tilt it. What happened to me? What happened? Pamachas Koro Bikish Lahatois. He wanted to tilt. And he caught himself at the very, very last second. And what did he say? How great are the words that Chomer said, don't read to the Oyraneh. Rav Nosson says he actually did tilt it on Shabbos. And he wrote that when the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, I'm going to bring a chatos. It was over Issa Chatos. But anyhow, that's what he says, Rishmo ben Elisha. There's a vort here from the Vilna Gaon, brought down the Maritz Chias. It says, Shemati b'shem Rav Elyon Mevilna. What was he saying here? Kama gudin al chachamim was so full of ispailus. You know, it's just such a inif and ispailus. Doim dir chachamim. Shemati v'shem Rabbi Yom Mevilni, he says azay. Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that the Pasuk says in Pasha Shoftim, a king may not have too many wives, may not have too many horses. Why may not have too many wives? Shema yatu levavai. They may make him go away, go to avodah zarah. Yeah, too many wives is no good. That's the Pasuk says. The maximum a king can have is 18. We know Shlomo HaMelech had much more. He said, I'm going to marry, it's not going to happen to me. Me, Shlomo HaMelech, is not going to happen to me. It wasn't just boasting. He felt confident it's not going to happen to him. That's what Shlomo HaMelech was nichshel. And same with the horses. Le'yabon is susim, in case they'll go back to Mitzrayim. Shlomo HaMelech said, I'm going to purchase susim. I'm not going to go back to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, he did go to build up his army, his fleet of horses. So, what do we see from there? Says the Gemara, we see from there that the Torah is very reluctant to tell us the reasons behind mitzvahs. telling the reasons for a mitzvah is very risky, because then you can make a cheshbon and say, you know, it doesn't apply to me, I'm Shlomo HaMelech, it's not going to happen to me, and the Torah is cleverer, even the Shlomo HaMelech. And it can happen to anybody. So if we look at the Mishnah says, it does not give a reason for it. It just says, Rashi gives us a reason. The Mishnah doesn't say the reason why. Whereas the Braisa, which we just quoted, the Braisa says, yeah, it gives a reason. Bishmol, when he heard the reason, he said, oh, so it's not going to happen to me. So therefore, he learned, because he said, it's not going to happen to me, I'm not going to be yata, because he knew the reason. So he said, kamo gedoylim divrei chachomim, she'omer nikolo aneh, that they said it without giving a reason. That's the gadlus of chachomim. That they said it without giving the reason. That's the gadlus. That's what he's only spoil about. He was nispoil that the Mishnah has given us the din without the reason. That's why it's meduik in the Braisa. He doesn't say, kamo gedoylim chachomim, she'omer leicha shemayate. The gadlus of chachomim was they didn't give it the reason. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. So let's be done la halacha. Firstly, electric lights. Are we allowed to read le'or an electric light? Is that mutter? So, in the light, choose a pun, in the light of what we just said, we could think that perhaps yes, it would be awesome. Because, le'or an air. Is an electric light called an air? It might even be an aish. If it's a filament bulb, one which the filament, and it gets white hot, that is called aish. A pitoira, a filament light, not these, because these are gas, like fluorescence. But the ones which, you know, the old-fashioned ones, those are they're called a gacheles. They're called a piece of burning, hot fire. Halachically, a person puts on a light like that on Shabbos, is over isamavir, havara. Because havara is not just a flame which burns, that we see the flame and all the flame jumping up. Havara is, to make something red hot, is also called havara. The Rambam writes, if a person heats up metal till it becomes hot enough, and it becomes red hot, and it becomes hot enough to burn other things, that is mabir, that is havar, making a fire on Shabbos, also considered a fire. So that's pshita, that a filament light is definitely an air. It's called eish. And that's called eish. But even the fluorescent lights, which don't really have a filament, there's no real havar, there's no heat at all taking place. Could well be putting it on Shabbos, might not be Issa Deraisa, could be. Unless you hold like the Chazanish, but in there, could well be there's no Issa Deraisa putting on fluorescent light, because it's not an Eish. But it could well be it's a Ner. It's still a Ner. Rabbi Yashiv, as a Tzal held, you could make Adlokas Ner Shal Shabbos, Lan Ner Shal Shabbos on fluorescence. Others argue, they say you need to have Dafke Eish. That's what Rabbi Yashiv held. And Legaba Vitikas Chometz, most poskim hold that you can produce chometz in a fluorescent light. Yeah, because it's oyha ne'er. So it's called a ne'er. So when we think about it, we want to know, can we learn oyer these ne'er and these ne'eros? Is it mutter? I'm talking about a normal fluorescent light, not a dimmer one, which you can make higher and lower. Normal one. Perhaps it should be also. Likul oyha ne'er. However, the majority of poskim, 99% of poskim hold this mutter, because even though, like we just explained, Chazal didn't give us a reason, but we do find many, many dinim dependent on the reason shemayate. The loads of dinim, the Mishnah itself says that children who have moira of their Rebbe, the scared of the Rebbe, and they're not going to interfere with the light, they're allowed to learn on Friday night. Because they're scared, they're not going to do anything. So we see if there's no ability, bechlal, to do it, then we're not greater. If there's no possibility of increasing the intensity of the light. Many cases, it mentions you make a shoyme. Yeah, if you say to somebody, please guard me, I'm not going to switch the light higher, that's mutter. Because there again, we're not choshesh shemayate, in such a case, somebody's going to remind you. Many, many cases, we'll come to perhaps some more of them later. So we do see that where there's no possibility of shemayate, we're not goyza. Where there's no choshesh shemayate. So therefore, electric lights, there's no possibility of shemayate, what can you do already? Once it's on, what are you going to do to it? Make it higher? It's not shaykh. So therefore, it's mutter. The chazanish was Machmeh, he held you're not allowed to use electric lights either. And his nephew, Rabbi Nisim Karelitz, Shlita, explains that Rabbi Chasnish held sometimes there are things you can do, some things you can do. It's a vague possibility of perhaps doing something, something that breaks, you can perhaps put it back on again, something like that, confused, something like that, vague possibilities. Therefore, he held this also. But the majority of Possum hold this mutter. Our discussion is with regard to a dimmer one, one which you can make higher and lower. Some people have them on the walls for their rooms, perhaps upstairs. Some have the whole house of dimmer switches. But for Ikka, I want to discuss a lamp which you use, which you, not the whole room, but a lamp which you put higher and lower, which you, a reading lamp, which is more shchiach, which has a dimmer switch to it. So we first have to know what happens when we put the dimmer switch higher. What actually happens? I'm not an electrician, but apparently what happens is you just increase the current, the voltage coming through, whatever they call it, voltage or wattage, whatever it is. The more power is coming through, you're allowing more electricity to come through, and that makes it go higher. That makes the light go higher. So that's what the mechanics, that's how it works. Now the question is, l'chayra, if a person's got a lamp, he's got this light on, and he can make it go higher, let's be choshish, he's going to put it on. If he gets more electricity coming in, it's going to make the power of the fire, the power of the lamp go higher. That's going to be involved in the issa of Havara. Issa Havara. It's going to make it go higher. There's an issa of making it increase intensity. That is Havara. So, Min HaSvara will be Asa. So there's a Svara mentioned by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He wants to say a Chiddush Tikkun Svara. He wants to say that we only find the Gzeira Shamayata that you might work with the ingredients you have here. You have oil, you have a lamp, and you have psila, you have a wick, and you have the light. You might make sure that it goes better. You might improve what you have by tilting the oil and make it go higher. We don't find the Gzeira, you might bring more oil and pour it into the lamp and increase the amount of oil in that. We don't find that Gzeira. So he says, when you put the dimmer switch higher, what you're actually doing, you're bringing more current in. Bringing more current in is just increasing, you're bringing more stuff in, bringing more in. We don't find exactly to bring more in. The old-fashioned way of doing it was, you tilted the oil and it went to the wick. That's what you're doing. The present way of doing it is, by flicking the switch, what you're actually doing is bringing more current. So you, as it were, bringing more oil to the lamp. So he wants to suggest, Shlomo Zalman, he seems to bring it down, he seems to hold a bit the halacha. Shabbos Kachosa brings it down, Shlomo Zalman. He holds dimmer switches on mutter on Shabbos. Because all you're doing is you're bringing more fuel. And we don't find a gzeira on that. Now, it's very difficult to argue with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but it's very, very schwer la halacha to rely on it, l'chayra. And I saw they bring down, the Dirshim Shabura brings down, others argue on him. See, the same svara is mentioned, legaba, a separate din, a different din. There's a din we know, we need a blech on Friday night, we put our food on the fire, we need a blech. Why do we need a blech? We need to cover the fire. Why do we need to cover the fire? Gzeira, shema, yechata. Yeah? You might see that your cholent is not hot enough, your chicken soup is not hot enough for the meal. You might switch you might increase the fire. Shema yechata literally means you might stoke the fire. For those who remember olden days fires, right? So you have the poker and you poke it and it would make it go, the fire go higher. That's Shema Yechata, it might stoke the fire. So there's a gzeira, you might see that your cholent is not ready, you might make the fire increase the fire. So that's why we have a blech to cover the fire. Because that's a hecker, that reminds us not to do anything. So l'chora, we need a blech. Nowadays, if you put a whatever the case that may be, whether you've got the main thing is if you've got your cholent on and it's not cooked enough, And so you need a blech. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, wants to tie in a svara, but now these don't need a blech. So he wants to tie in a svara, Erechaim Chelekal of Simon Sadi Gimel. He wants to say, Lemaisa, what, same idea, what are you actually doing when you switch your gas higher, or your electricity higher? If you would do it nowadays, what are you doing? You're not stoking any fire. You're bringing more fuel, that's what you're doing. You're bringing more fuel, more gas, more electricity, that's what you're doing. He says, we don't find a gzeira to increase the amount of fuel. He brings a raya as well from Chazal. We don't find a gzeira to increase the amount of fuel you have. He brings a raya. So therefore he says, so here as well, why should I need a blech? All I'm doing possibly is just, what I might do is to bring more fuel to the fire. So he wants to suggest you don't need one. Lemaisa, the minig is lahachmi. We're not meikel to rely on that svara. You know, I've never come across any posuk lemaisa, loch lemaisa. use this svara to say you can dispense with the blech nowadays. And the reason, l'choyer, is very mistaba. Because it's true. I mean, Rav Moshe himself speaks about it. Even Rav Moshe doesn't rely on it, stama. He doesn't rely on it. He just says he could say such a svara. He doesn't actually bepoil the maestro rely on it. The reason being, because it's true that it's slightly different to what it was in those days. Then it was stoking and now it's adding on fuel. But at the end of the day, all you need to do is just turn one little flick of the button, turn it, and then it's going to go higher. So what's the difference between it? So it's very mistaba, but that's included in the gzeir of Chazal. So therefore the same here as well. Lemais, all you need to do is switch the dimmer switch a tiny bit higher. In Chanama, what you're doing is, you know, pilondus, what you're doing, bringing more electricity. But at the end of the day, you're doing a, you're doing an increase in the fire. And that's easy to do. So therefore l'choyer, one has to be machmir. So we need to look for another kula. Do we have any kula? Could be yes, could be not. So if the dimmer lamp is in a room where you have a bright light, there's another light burning, then there's no gzeira. Shmuel brings down that if you have two lights and one is strong and the other one is one of them which could be altered, you have a good light in the room which is kosher. You don't have to worry about reading. Like we said, there are some lights which are not a problem. We'll come to it later perhaps. But if you have a light which is mutter in the room and it's bright enough to give you what you need, then the fact that you have an additional light which can be altered doesn't make it offset. So I'm not talking when there's a bright light, I'm talking when there's a dim light. Come on, be makel. So there are two cases we have to deal with. The one case is where you had it all set, you know, all Oiske Cheshman, everything's worked out on Erev Shabbos, you know, that particular room, all I'm having on is this reading light and that's it, with a dimmer switch. That's all I've got on. That's one case. The other case is if suddenly something happened and the main electricity went out and, you know, the Shabbos clock, some or other, was wrongly set or you didn't realise the time, whatever was going on there, and you're left as a surprise with just the dimmer switch one. This once happened in Al Bissa Medrash. It was Friday night, often happens, bottom midrashim, you don't work out, so the minyan was later, we forgot to change the clock, and just before B'mer Madlikin, the light went out. And all we had was, we had the Omud lights, which are on a dimmer switch. It's not used a dimmer switch, but it can be used. Sometimes the people doesn't know which switch to turn, so turn the dimmer switch by mistake. So I put tape on it, people shouldn't do the wrong one, but it can easily be turned. If you want to take the tape off, you can do it. So, is there a problem learning at that light? All we had was just that one, and is there a problem? In shul, I can't say I thought of it at the time. When I did the halachas recently, I realized retrospectively that perhaps we should have been done about is it mutter or is it aser? Okay.
Sorry, what should you have done?
No, perhaps you're not allowed to read at that light. All we had was a dimmer switch to shed light on the whole Beis HaMedrash. Quite good, it did the job, but is it mutter? So, we'll first discuss the first case where you've pre-planned it. So there's a Bi'ah Halacha, at the beginning of Siman Reish Ayin Hei, he speaks, the minhag used to be that they used what they call lompin, which means lamps. Lanterns, old-fashioned lanterns. Aladdin's lantern, I think.
Lantern.
Yeah, so what is it made out of? So it's some kind of, I don't know what it was, but what he's talking about is something you've got a wick which you make higher and lower. It's got like a revolving type of screw, and it brings the wick, and it's like a round thing, and it goes up and down. So the minhag was, one read at the light of these lompin, of these lamps. So the Bi'alokha said, I don't understand why. There's a gzera, you might make it go higher. Why are we not choshesh? Shemiyata, might make it go higher. So he brings the svara, and he's brought down the Aruch HaShulchan as well. And that is, that the gzera of Shemiyata is only where something may go worse than it was. That means, the olden days, what happened was, as the fire continued burning, the light would go dimmer. Because as the oil went further away from the head of the top of the wick, it went dimmer. So you might alter it to make it better again. But we don't find exera that you're going to increase the intensity. We're only going to find exera, you might bring it back to what it was when I started. We're not choishish, a person is suddenly going to decide, you know, on Erev Shabbos, I thought such and such a brightness would be okay for me. Now I've decided it's not good enough. We're not choshesh for such a thing. We're choshesh that if he's decided I want so and so many degrees of light, wherever you measure light, I want to have it so bright, a 60 watt, for example, 60 watt intensity, and then on Shabbos something happens and it goes dimmer, it might make it go higher. But to decide on Shabbos, you know, 60 is not good enough for me. On Erev Shabbos, I thought 60 is good enough for me. Now I want to have 80. We're not chayshes of such a thing. So he says that these lampin are much better than the times of Chazal. The lamps of the time of the Mishnah Berurah, he says, were such that they didn't go dimmer. Nothing happened. They stayed strong. Nothing happened. Never went lower. The whole chashash is, it might make it go higher. We're not chayshes to make it go higher than it was that way you planned it on Erev Shabbos. If you planned on Erev Shabbos to have it such and such a brightness, that was good enough for you, then why should you change your mind? Why should you change your mind? That's what you use during the week. That's what you decide on Erev Shabbos. What's wrong with it? So therefore, he's melamed chus on it. He does say it's kedai to put a little piece of paper on it, on the switch, and say, covered Shabbos, you know, Shabbos Kodesh Hayom. He says the chachidus should do that. But that's his svara to make up. Now, that is obviously applicable with the dimmer switch. Dimmer switch as well. It's not going to go lower on its own. It's not like the olden day lamps, which went on their own, you know, 2,000 years ago, which went on their own, went away, went dimmer. It doesn't happen. It might be, I might want to make it higher. So we've got this svara lahakul, that if, you know, if it's pre-planned on Erev Shabbos, I'm going to use this room just with the dimmer switch one, then according to the Ikka Halacha, it's mutter. Because we're not choish, a person in the same change his mind and make it go brighter. Lechatchila, it's still kedai to put a little thing on the knob, Kovet Shabbos, also lahatay, may not switch, make it higher. But make adim, it's mutter. But that's only in the case, the first case, where you've pre-planned. But what happens in the case I mentioned earlier, where suddenly the Shabbos clock went out, that's completely different. Because we certainly were not happy to have just, you know, two lights at the front of the Omud for the whole Beis HaMedrash. Yeah, so there's definitely a chashash, it might make you go higher. You might alter the intensity and make it go higher. So in that case, it's taka osu to read l'ohaneh. So, l'maiseh is nishkifalach, because the poskim bring down that davening, something which you're rogil, something which you don't need to look in the whole time, so you don't have to worry, because you only look at it every now and then. So davening is mutta. And also, b'meh madlikin, even though b'meh madlikin people don't know by heart, b'meh madlikin is also mutta, Shaitan Mishabura, Shaitan Mechaba says, because you learn b'meh madlikin, it says, all Hilchos Shabbos and Madlikin, how are you going to start switching the intensity of the lights? You're just learning Madlikin, you're not allowed to interfere with Hilchos Shabbos. You're learning about the Issa of the whole thing, what you're allowed to do, Shema Yata, the whole of Madlikin is all about it. So you're not going to do anything. So Madlikin is Mutter and finish off davening is also Mutter. But if you want to stay on and learn a bit, I don't think anybody did because it was Friday night, already late, it was dark, as you can understand, because it was obviously dark outside, it was winter, time to go home. So a nice, so you wouldn't have wanted to learn. But if you would want to learn, that would be awesome. The only answer would be, you make a gzeit, you make a shoyma, you tell somebody, please help me, to ensure that I don't switch the light, and that would be mutter. Okay. I just wanted to mention, this Gemara we said earlier, that Rabbi Shlomo ben Elisha was, he interfered with the light, and he said, I'm going to bring a chatos. Now, there's discussion, people speak about it. What happens if a person is half asleep and he has to go to the toilet or something like that in the middle of the night, he's half asleep and he puts on the light by mistake in the Beis HaKissi on Shabbos or wherever, in his room, whatever happens. Is he a shoygig or is he misasik? A shoygig means a person does an aver by accident, he has to bring a chatos. Yeah, by accident. I don't think he'll bring a chatos on fluorescent lights, unless they're like the Chazanish, holds his binyan. But certainly incandescent lights, the filament ones, it certainly it bring a chatos. That's if he's shaygig. If he's forgot his Shabbos, bring a chatos. One was the person was misasik. The person's walking along and he knocks the light switch with his body. Yeah, he doesn't realize he's doing it at all. He was walking along. He's so happy he went too near the wall and knocked it. There's no issa derais in that at all. That's called misasik. If you don't know you're doing it bechlal, you're not aware you're doing it, that's misasik. Shaygig is you know what you're doing, you just forgot it. It's asa. That's shaygig. You forgot it's asa. You forgot it's Shabbos, you forgot the din. That's called shaygig. But if you don't know you're doing it, but you're walking along on the road, and you step on a creature, and you kill it. That's not a malacha, because that's misasik. You don't know you're doing it at all. You brush against the light switch, and knock it, that's misasik. Yeah? So the question is, the person is half asleep, and he puts the light on, what's that? Is that misasik, or is that shaygig? So, my svara was, it's shaygig, it's not misasik. Yeah, because you think about it, and I saw the bring from Eliashev that tell the same thing. The maisa, what a person really happens, it's not autopilot, your hand goes there. There is a bit of consciousness making your hand go to the light switch. Yeah, it's just what happens is you're so asleep that you forgot it's Shabbos. That's really what's happening to the person. Yeah, he's doing the malacha. He knows he's doing it. Okay, he's only 3% conscious that he's doing it. But at the end of the day, he wants his hand to go and put the light on. He's so used to it, he doesn't notice that his mind is telling his hand to do it. But it's not as if he did it, you know, automatically without knowing he's doing it.
If you were in those Shabbos, you wouldn't do it.
No, he forgot his Shabbos. That's the vort. The person's so asleep, so he forgets his Shabbos. That's what happens. No, it makes a lot of sense. No. He forgot his Shabbos. No. Look, it's only game when the Mishmikdash comes. When the Mishmikdash comes, we'll ask the Shai the Tamoish and Aaron and find out what they hold about it. The kids could be so. I'm not saying everybody's the same. Somebody is such a person who. I'm not saying there might be exceptions. A person's totally autopilot might be different. But I'm saying the majority of cases, I think, if you think deep enough into it, that what's happened is he's just had a lapse of concentration and he's forgotten his Shabbos. So we see that the Sofer, Rishol ben Elisha, he was learning the light of this lamp, and he turned the light, and he said, I'm going to bring a chatos. And what happened there? He was absent minded. He wasn't realizing he was doing it. He didn't know he was doing it. So even so, we say that he has to bring a chatos. So the pshat was that he forgot that it was Shabbos for a second. That's really the amkus of what was happening to Rishol ben Elisha. That's why he said, I'm going to bring a chatos. Just three more minutes just to finish off. How does it affect us with our Shabbos lights? If the time switch went off and you're suddenly stuck, you have your Shabbos lights on the table and you want to know, can I read at these Shabbos lights? Shabura says that oil, not oil, he says candles, that our present day paraffin candles that we have, he says no problem. There's no shamayata, there's no gzeira. Very little you can do about it. What are you going to do? Tilt it. What's going to happen? It's not going to make it better. It doesn't go worse. No problem. You're out of the Shmura Paskins. Shaila is, what's with the Ner Onim? The tea lights. Either the tea lights which you buy in a little metal container, or some people get these inserts which you put into your Shabbos candlesticks, which got like a glass thing at the top. You put it inside. Wax made out of paraffin. Some have got olive oil. What's the din of those? Yeah, it's also wax, but it's a little bit different. What happens is the wax, which those go liquid. It's a bit different. After a while, they turn liquid because of the heat. The heat's surrounded, and it becomes like liquid. So it's really like oil. Yeah, so it looks exactly the same as oil. If you look inside the Shabbos candlesticks after half an hour, you'll see it's completely liquidized, except for the bottom, perhaps. As time goes on, the whole thing becomes liquid. So really speaking, that's not what Shmuel was talking about. Shmuel was talking about hard candles, not about soft candles. So, No, I'm saying it's gone liquid, so therefore this is exactly the same as those days when you just had a fire with oil inside, which was also.
It's not quite the same. It's not
quite. Why is it not the same?
Because you only use them on Shabbos. You don't use them.
Yeah, it's a very good svar you're saying. Yeah, very good svar. But we'll anyway, let me speak happy. It's a good svar you're saying. But in any case, so Lamais from this Mikar Elitz and Chut Hashani's Machmi says you can't do it. You can't use them. You can't use them. I'm not coming to be chaydik on him. I'm just saying to say a few svaras to be making. Firstly, the Matthias says there's very little tilting you can do with these lights either. Yeah, if you tilt it, you probably drown the fire rather than make it go better. You know, the wick gets smaller. What's going to happen already? And it doesn't need tilting. Nothing happens. There's no real reason to need any tilting. So I don't know b'chalal when. You know, what I've discussed it with Rabbanim as well, one could suggest that it's exactly the same as the Mishabura's case. There's no real improvement you could do, even if you tried to do it. Perhaps at the very end, when there's a little bit, and it's perhaps he is shaykh, but it's come out not shaykh. That's one svara. Secondly, you've got svara, Mr. Bloom's svara, that our lights, where we use, we don't use the lights during the week. If we see our Shabbos lights on, if we would read by our Shabbos lights, we'd know automatically it's Shabbos. Because during the week, if the Shabbos clock went off, we'd just switch it back on again. It wouldn't happen when we sit in the dark. So the very fact that we're using the Shabbos lights shows that today is Shabbos. But maybe that's the biggest hacker, the biggest reason not to do it. Just as we said, if you're learning with Meir Madlikin, or Mishmur says if you have a tzettel on the light saying Shabbos Hayom, it's better. So here as well, this shows you it's Shabbos. That's another svara. And the third svara, it says in the Gemara that an Adam Choshuv, a person whose derech is not to meddle with the lights, he's allowed to read the light of the Ner. Because he won't interfere, even during the week he doesn't do it. During the week, an Adam Choshuv doesn't want his hands dirty, it's not below his dignity to do it, he's allowed to learn. He's allowed to learn the Ner. So, there's a strong svara to say that Lemaisa, the Matthias says, if it happened to us during the week, and the lights would go up, we would not meddle with the light. We would just not. Not because we're Choshuv, but because we don't know it's going to help. It's not going to help us. We're just not going to do it. So we would, if we could really, there has a strong svarav to be chaylik on rishim to say you can use these. But I don't want to be lemaisa meikel. If you, I mean, it's something which has to be done about. But it's certainly a strong svarav to be meikel.